Yeah, children do that, don't they? Children are heroic. They want, and they're brilliant, so they see without words what needs to be done, or they are led to see what the parent wants, which is not what needs to be done, but they see the parents' dilemma and try to help unconsciously, all of it. Continuing with Alice. Now that A had found the way back to his childhood emotions, he was able to empathize with the child that his father had once been. He asked himself how his father had dealt with the fact that his parents sent 8 children so far away without ever visiting them for the sake of promulgating the Christian idea of brotherly love in Africa. Wouldn't he necessarily have deep doubts about such a love and about the meaningfulness of work that required such cruelty towards one's own children? And my comment, this routinized cruelty is the system, is power, though never discussed as such. Continuing. But he dared not have doubts for fear this devout and strict aunt would not keep him. And how is a little 6-year-old whose parents are thousands of miles away to fare all by himself? He has no choice but to believe in this God who demands such inconceivable sacrifices, for this makes his parents obedient servants of a good cause. He has no choice but to become devout and cheerful if he wants to be loved. In order to survive, he has to be content, appreciative, etc., and develop a sunny, happy disposition so that he will not be a burden to anyone. If someone who has turned into this kind of person becomes a father himself, he will be confronted with a situation that threatens the whole structure he has taken such pains to erect. He sees before him a child full of life, sees how a human being is meant to be, how he could have been if obstacles hadn't been placed in his way. But his fears are soon activated. This cannot be allowed to happen. If the child were allowed to stay as he is, wouldn't that mean that the father's sacrifices and self-denial weren't really necessary? Is it possible to have a child turn out well without forcing him to be obedient, without breaking his will, without combating his egoism and willfulness, as we have been told to do for centuries? Parents cannot permit themselves to ask these questions. To do so would cause no end of trouble. And we're going to end with that. And finish this section on gentle violence next week, as well as her concluding comments, I believe, Alice Miller's. And I hope you have a chance to check out the PDF on Proudhon, because I'm anticipating we will turn to that in a future, relatively soon, show. Thank you, as always, for hanging in there. And I love you. Stay strong. Until next week, peace.